You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are glad and we are rejoicing in it. We thank God for another opportunity, as we often say, as we come on Mondays and Fridays, such as today. It's a good day to come into your home, good day to come into your cars, by the way, or the radio station. We are so excited about what God is getting ready to do. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing with, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. You must know this at all times. No matter what you're going through, God is on your side. No matter what it looks like, God is getting ready to bring you out. But you got to trust Him. Amen. We are so glad again. We're so excited and elated and happy to come into your homes, into your cars. Come on. You're probably driving down 95. You're probably taking your lunch break. You're probably in the middle of time of just sitting there listening. We want to thank you so much. Listen, I want you to be of good courage. Hold your head up, because guess what? Help is here. Amen. Again, you're tuning into the radio broadcast coming up from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We want to thank God for our first lady, praise God. Hallelujah, evangelist Dr. Bonita Watkins. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless your heart. To our church mother, amen. God bless you, Mother Brown. Amen. To all our elders and to all our evangelists, to all our prophets, and those of you that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I want you to be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because guess what? God is with you. He's with you. I want you to know this. Amen. God is with you. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for now, how you just allowed us to wake up this morning, closed in our right mind, at the activity of our limbs, the blood wanted warming our veins. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you now, Father, how you have allowed us to come into the radio station safe and sound without any hurt or harm or danger. And Father, we pray for the other ones on the other side of this dial, on the other side, God, of this face audience. Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you for how you're going to check them. We thank you how you're going to bring them out on today. Lord, meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns them, that does not concern you, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Once again, we thank God for you. Listen, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for you. Those of you who have been out every night, we are in our holy convocation. Oh, it started on Monday night. Hallelujah. We're in holy convocation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God. Amen. Yours truly was on Monday night. Speaking about, I know prayer works. Praise our God. It works no matter what. Prayer works. We must continue to pray without ceasing, because prayer works no matter what situation we're in life. Pray. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Keep pushing in prayer. Praise our God. Then on Tuesday night, we had our own again. Hallelujah. Our own, very own Lady Watkins. Amen. Lady Evangelist, Dr. Bonita Watkins. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Telling it was for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy convocation, the first time, is for us. Praise our God. It was doing, hallelujah, what God said He was going to do in the holy convocation for us personally. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Tuesday night. Hallelujah. That was Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we had none other than Dr. Elizabeth Haywood come out of Melbourne. Oh, praise our God. I'm telling you, God moved in the place with Dr. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood on Wednesday night. Last night, Thursday night. My God. Oh, hallelujah. We had Pastor Antoine Brown all the way from Melbourne, Fort Pierce, Melbourne. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Brown, he brought a profound word in the house on last night. Oh my God, you got to know. You should have known. Hallelujah. Do what he said do. Talking about when Jesus, hallelujah, his mother came to him and they told him that they were out of wine. Praise our God. And he said, woman, what do I have to do with thee? Praise our God. Hallelujah. And use for a subject. Let's get drunk again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh my God. And I'm telling you, Pastor Brown preached the word on last night. Praise our God. We've got tonight and one more day to go. Tonight, come on, be with us in our holy convocation tonight. Those of you, I'm looking to see some of you all, come on out there. Pastors, amen, you don't have service, amen, come on and be with us. You're invited, come be with us. Tonight we got all the way from Daytona, Florida, World Survivors, praise our God, Bishop Richard Williams is going to be with us on tonight. Oh, I'm looking to see you and you, come be with us. Praise our God. In our holy convocation. Praise our God. And it closed out on Sunday. I know some of you can't get there on Sunday. Hallelujah. Because you have your church services. But it will be closing out on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. You don't want to miss it tonight. And those of you that can be with us on Sunday. On Sunday. You don't want to miss it. You want to be there tonight. Oh my God. Again. Coming all the way from Daytona, Florida, Bishop Richard Williams. We're looking for you and you to come be with us. Amen. It's going to be something in the place. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Listen to all of you. I want you to know, guess what? God has blessed me. I'm getting ready to do what? Have a celebration. Somebody says it's going to be Father's Day. And we want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Come on. Hallelujah. You've been there. You've been through the storm and rain with your sons and your daughters, your grandchildren. We say Happy Father's Day to you. Amen. Not only would they say Happy Father's Day to yours truly, we are getting ready to celebrate a birthday. Praise our God. God has blessed me, and I thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. He has blessed me, and Lord, let me live to see, and I will live to see. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we will celebrate my birthday. Praise our God. And I want to thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you that will be doing something and that come to do something. Amen. Thank God for you again. I want to thank all of you. Praise our God. Now, I want to encourage your hearts. Praise God. I want to encourage your hearts in the word of God, because this is what I do. This is what I do. This is who I am. I'm an encourager. Praise God. I'm reaching souls through the word of God, such as the other pastors and apostles and teachers and evangelists. Praise our God. Prophetess. Amen. A part of the fivefold. This is what we do. We are reaching you. We are reaching you to encourage you. Praise our God. And to also to claim souls. Claim souls. Snatch souls back from the hand of the enemy. I want you to know today that God still loves you, no matter what state you're in, no matter where you at or what you're going through, my brother or my sister. God still loves you. Praise our God. Hey, be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Listen, let's go to the word of God. Praise our God. Let's go to the word of God, because you have what you say. You have what you say, when you said, how you said, where you said. You have what you say. Praise our God. According to the word of God. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. Romans 9:10. It tells us. Hallelujah. What we have. It's not only for salvation. It's for what you have. It's for what you can say. Out of your mouth. You can say this. Decree it and say it. And believe what he says in his word. Praise our God. You know, some people say, well, it's so hard. But confession is not hard. It's not hard. We must believe the word of God. We must take the word and it work for us. We must take it. Take his word. No matter what it said. No matter what it said. We must believe the word of God. Tell your neighbor. Tell a friend. In the words of Pastor Tyson. Tell a neighbor. Tell a friend. Hallelujah. You got to believe the word of God. You got to take him at his word. Hallelujah. No matter what he says. Come on here. Hallelujah. The Bible decrees. in the Bible declare what the Word of God says. According to His Word, we can have what we say. We can have what we say. We can do what He say. Hallelujah. Because why? The Word of God is not thee. It's not thee. Even in our mouth, it is the word of faith which we preach. Come on. You got to say it. You got to see it. Come on. You got to confess it. Hallelujah. But what says it? The word is not thee. Even in our mouth. Even in our mouth. That is the word of faith which you and I preach. Come on. Hallelujah. If thou would do what? Confess. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. From the dead. He's not dead now. From the dead. He said, what? Thou shalt be saved. Come on. You can use it for the salvation, and you can use it to confess this, because God is not dead. Thou shalt have. You got to open your mouth. You got to allow the word that's on these pages that we're talking about to get in you, and you get in the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. Allow it to get in you and allow you to do what? Confess what the word says. Come on, because he said, now, if you shall believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, come on, thou shalt be. That's a guarantee. Thou shalt, not might, but thou shalt be saved. Come on, thou shalt be saved. Come on, he will save you if you believe it. It doesn't matter what you're in. It doesn't matter what you're facing with. If you believe in your heart and you confess again, according to the scripture, you confess with your mouth, hallelujah, that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Come on, it's just as simple as that. You ain't got to write no letter. Come on. You ain't got to give nobody's approval. Come on. You ain't got to ask nobody, am I saved? Because guess what? You have confessed with your mouth. You have confessed with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead according to what his word says right here in Romans 10 and 8. Right here in Romans 10 and 8. I'm going to read it again. But what says it? What says it? The word. The word. You know what? In the beginning was the word. And the word was God and with God. Come on. In the beginning, there was nothing else. There was nothing else. It was according to the word of God. In the beginning. Look at John. In the beginning was the word. The word still stands for sure today. Come on. According to what we're reading. Hallelujah. But what says it? The word is not thee. I keep reading this because I want this to get in your spirit. Not thee. Even in thy mouth. It's in your mouth. Oh my God. Your miracle is in your mouth. That was good right there. Your miracle is in your mouth. You have what you say. You have what you say. You become what you say. Why? Because words take shape, form, and fact. Come on. Remember what the scripture say? He sent his word. He spoke it. He sent his word. Hallelujah. And he said, well, go out, but it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. So the word is very powerful. Hallelujah. Even in thy mouth, that is, and in thy heart, that is the word. Here we go again. The second time. The word. That is the word of faith. Faith-filled words dominate. Faith-filled words. Not doubt. Not fear. Come on. Faith-filled words. Hallelujah. Faith-filled words conquer. Faith-filled words subdue. Faith-filled words bring things into existence. Hallelujah. Because he said we walk by faith, not by sight. So we're walking by the word of God through faith. Come on. Hallelujah. That is the word of faith which we preach. We constantly speak the word. We constantly speak faith. We don't speak believers. We do not speak fear. We do not speak doubt. We do not, come on somebody. Come on, talk to me. We don't speak defeat. Come on. Even though people try to say, oh, you're so supernatural. You're so spiritual. You are no earthly good. No, wait a minute. We're walking in the word of God. We're walking, we're speaking, we're preaching the word of God. Come on here. I'm not going to speak. You're not going to take the word. Come on. The Bible says, the word of God says that the tradition make the word of God none effect. So I'm not going to preach the word and then walk in tradition and don't believe what I'm saying. You got to believe what you're saying, because the word is not thee. The word is not thee. My brother, my sister, if you speak this word, it will work for you. Come, let's go to get this interior man. Let's go get him. Let's go get him. Remember when he came unto Jesus, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do, hallelujah, just speak the word. He believed within his heart, and he believed and he confessed with his mouth. If you speak the word, he said, I know. Oh, I'm teaching real good. He said, I know without a shadow of a doubt that will be made whole. Come on. I'm not worthy for you to come on. You ain't got to come lay your hands. You ain't got to come do nothing. But just speak the word according to what your faith believe. And he believed that if he speak the word, according to what we're reading here also. Come on. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. Come on, according to the book of Genesis 2. Come on, hallelujah. He spoke the word into existence. He believed it and he spoke it into existence. Hallelujah. He made man, but he created woman. Come on, he saw this through the word of God. You framed your world with your words. You framed your world. I'm going to say it again. You frame your world with your words. Your words are very important. Come on. You say I'm going to be nothing, you're going to be nothing. You say I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Guess what? You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you according to the word of God. Come on. But again, Romans, we use this a lot of time for salvation. For salvation. And we say this is for the sinner, you know, to come in. But still, this is vice versa. You could use it for yourself. If you're saved, you still could use it for you. And if you're not saved, you could use it according to what he says. According to his word, it can be used in every area of our lives. There's not one area that his word cannot be used in. But we got to do what? Apply it to the area that it needs to be. Come on. Hallelujah. If we need salvation, apply it. Believe it. Speak it. Come on. It shall not doubt in our heart. We have what we say according to the word of God. What he says, again, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess, now this is unto salvation, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and shall believe in his heart, this is what the word says, believe in his heart, that God, hallelujah, G-O-D, that God has raised him, who, Jesus, that God has raised him from the dead. He said, thou shalt, that's another guarantee, thou shalt be saved. Come on here. But with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Oh, come on here. He believed unto righteousness. And with his mouth, come on, you got to say something. My God, I'm about to get up out of here. You got to say something. Confession is made unto what? Salvation. Come on here. Hallelujah. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Whosoever believeth on him. Come on. You don't come to him. Now you believe on him. He's not going to let you be ashamed. He's not going to make you ashamed. Hallelujah. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Come on here. For the Lord is the same over all, is rich unto all that calleth on him. My God, Apostle, you're teaching real good. That calleth on him. You can call on him when you can't call on nobody else. You can call on him, praise our God, in the midnight hour when it seems like it's rough. Come on, you can call on him, praise our God. Remember when Peter was sinking, he called on him. He called on him. And he answered him, praise our God. I'm talking about the word. I'm talking about the word of God. I'm not talking about something we heard. I'm talking about what we done read, what we done experienced. You got to operate in the word. You can't operate outside of anything else. Come on. He said he must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that just seek him. And then it says, wait a minute, it says, who shall believe on him? Hallelujah. We shall not be made ashamed. He's not going to let you be made ashamed. He's not going to let you go under. He's not going to let you come on here faint in the midst. He said, hold fast. Hold fast in the book of Revelation. Hold fast. You got to hold fast to what you know. You got to hold fast to this word. Because if we don't hold fast to the word, come on, we ain't going to make it. If you don't confess the word of God out your mouth, come on, you're not going to make it. Because guess what? Same way faith coming, that's how fear comes. That's how doubt comes. But we must hold fast to our confession. Come on, we say that he is God. We believe that he is God. Come on, he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. We must hold fast to his word. Come on, somebody. We can't allow the enemy to make us fear, doubt. Come on here. We got to rest in God. Somebody needs to come on and say something to me. We got to rest in God. You got to rest in him. If you're going to trust him, come on. You might as well praise him. If you're going to praise him, trust him. Come on here. We can't do either. We can't praise nobody else because he's still good. We can't praise nobody else with all the power and authority that he has. We can't give it to man. We can't give this authority to man. Man don't even got this authority. Let God give it to us. Come on. Hallelujah. The only authority we have in him. We have rights in him. That's the only way. Because in his word is his bond. Hallelujah. Towards us as believers. Come on. Again, right here in Romans, hallelujah, 10 and 8. Romans 10 and 8. Come on. We will start this. Some of us will start this. This is how some of us came in. When we came in, when we back in my days, and it still is, and tarry just means to wait. We got down on our knees and we tarried for the Holy Ghost. We called on him. Like the scripture said, we called on him. And I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking that. Praise our God. That's the way I came through. And maybe some of you came through like that. But there's again, if you believe, if you just believe, and confess with your mouth, you can get it standing up, you can get it laying down, you can get it in the grocery store, you can get it in the car, you can get anywhere. Once you believe and confess with your mouth, you can get it on the sidewalk. Many times, we was in street service, and people would come and confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. Come on, you don't have to be in this so-called sanctuary. Come on, you can get there. You can accept Jesus anywhere. You can accept Jesus Christ right now. And if you have confessed with your mouth while I'm teaching on here, you have confessed with your mouth according to the word, guess what don't happen to you? You don't become a Christian. You don't got saved according to the word. According to the word, there's power. According to the word, there's authority. According to the word, according to what's working in you out of your mouth, you can have what you say. Come on. Hallelujah. The scripture says, the word says it. The word is not the even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which you and I preach. Come on. You have what you say. You are what you say. You're an overcomer. You're a winner. Yes, you are. You're an overcomer. You're a winner. I am here according to the word of God. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah. Hallelujah. He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Praise our God. You're healed today. You're healed today, my brother. You're healed today, my sister. According to the word of God. Come on. Because why? It's the word of faith. It's the word. It's what we say. It's the word. It's not the even in our mouth. I'm constantly going over this because I want to get in your spirit. It's about time for your miracle. You got to walk in your health. You got to walk in your wealth. Come on, you can't let the enemy come on here make you change your confession. Oh my God. The enemy is trying to make you change your confession. We need to be founded and rooted in the word of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Every test we go through, every situation we go through as believers, we're standing on the word of God. Come on here. The Bible says, and people, they might not like what I'm finna say, but it's the truth. we thank about heaven so much. I want to go to heaven. But the Bible does not say that. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. So I don't want to be founded in heaven. Heaven and earth going to pass away. But the word, I want to be founded in the word so that I may be able to go to the place that he has prepared for us. Oh my God. Heaven is not the destination. Heaven, I got to get up out of here. Time is coming gone. Heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word is going to stand forevermore. So guess what? We need to be founded in the word of God. We must believe the word of God. 2 minutes left. We must be founded in the word of God, because heaven and earth are going to pass away. It's going to pass away. But guess what? We're going to the place where he has prepared for us. Come on. So let's be founded in the word. Let's, according to this, let's stay in the word. Get in the word and stay there and be ready when Jesus comes, so that we'll be able to go to the place where he has prepared for you. Heaven, this, the heaven, again, heaven is not the destination where we're going to go. We're going to the place, again, where he has prepared for us. But he says, in my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have not but told you so. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and that where I am. But I will come again, and that where I am, ye may be what? Also. So guess what? If you did, according to Romans 10 and 8, guess what? You're going to be there too. You're going to be there. I got to go down here. Listen, tonight, meet us there. Meet us there. In 1 minute, meet us there at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We're in our holy congregation. You don't want to miss it tonight. Then if you can't get there tonight, you don't have a church home on Sunday, come be with us. And we're going to see you in the move of God. I want to say God bless you all. Thank you all, every one of you all, for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Remember, believe his word. Gotta go. Until Monday morning, same station, same time, 9:30 to 10 o'clock. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Go to church. Be the church. Go to the place of worship. All right. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.